This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Sight Corporation. They trade on the OTC exchange under the ticker symbol PSYC. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. David Flores, to bring us up to speed. David, how are you?
Great to be back here, Kevin. Thank you so much. I'm doing well.
Give my listeners an updated about statement. What are you guys doing over there at Sight? I want to know everything.
Yeah, so Sight Corporation is a multimedia-focused company here. We're focused in on new and emerging market sectors such as psychedelics and cannabis. Our flagship website, psychedelicspotlight.com, is a top three media platform for the psychedelic sector, providing news, information, resources, and original content, all focused in on this very new and exciting sector of psychedelics. And that really is at the heart of what we do here at Sight Corporation, focused in on the psychedelic space.
You know, in our last podcast, we talked about Psych Taboo, which kind of explores sex and psychedelics. I know this month you guys relaunched something called Bonfire for Psychedelics, which is essentially a beginner's course in psychedelics. Can you tell our listeners what Bonfire is and really how it fits into your whole collection of media assets?
Yeah, no, great question, Kevin. This is exciting for us. As I mentioned, this is a long time coming, the relaunch of Bonfire, which we originally launched for folks that have been following Sight Corporation here for the past, year or so. They would be familiar with Bonfire and they would know that we launched it last summer. We did a test launch that ran for about 3 to 4 months, and it really was just to collect data and information to see where we were, where the market was more specifically, and gain a better understanding of market fit for us here and coming to market with a consumer-facing platform that really is being developed to create a community for individuals that are interested in exploring psychedelics, primarily for health and wellness purposes and achieving just a better state of life. This isn't necessarily for individuals suffering from clinical mental health conditions like depression or anxiety. But really, individuals just looking to incorporate psychedelics into their everyday life because, there are studies and there is information out there that does suggest that, microdosing can help, help with mood, it can help with personality, and, can help people just feel happier and healthier. And so with that, we wanted to be able to develop and introduce to market a platform that would help people kind of navigate through this very new space here of psychedelics. Now, new in the sense that, mainstream society now is just starting to explore it. Of course, psychedelics have been around for centuries and have been, a big, big part of indigenous communities and their spiritual ceremonies, and they've used them for health and wellness purposes as well as medicinal purposes. And of course, we definitely want to give them thanks for bringing psychedelics here and, helping us understand just how powerful and how beneficial many of these compounds and substances are. But nonetheless, with Bonfire, it really is all about creating that community-based platform where people can come, explore together, learn together. These community sessions and groups will be led by trained and experienced practitioners, therapists, coaches that have also dedicated time in their educational journey to learn about psychedelic integration. Because that's very important here. And so, for us launching this first with the Psychedelics for Beginners course, which launched on May 1st, entirely free, we had 800 signups for it, which was actually exciting for us. We weren't sure what the response was going to be like out there. And that 800 signups really came with just a very minimal marketing campaign that we put out there. But already the interest that we have seen from folks out there has really exceeded our own expectations here, but certainly it's exciting, and it definitely shows us that, hey, this is something that we believe people out there are actively looking for and would love to be a part of. And so launching this first Psychedelics for Beginners course, you know, is an important, you know, step here in getting this thing off the ground for us. The intent here, Kevin, is, you know, after this first course runs, you know, for 30 days, and it gives individuals sort of a basic understanding of, you know, what psychedelic integration is, understanding how to incorporate psychedelics safely and responsibly into their lives. That's very important. Understanding the difference, you know, between a microdose versus a macrodose. These are all things that we believe that people should at least have some level of familiarity with before venturing off into any type of psychedelic related journey, because safety and responsibility is very, very important here. So, the hope is after this 30 days, you know, what we want to be able to do is we want to be able to create other groups and other sessions that maybe focus in on things that, you know, some of these individuals may want to spend some extra time in learning more about. So, for example, if you've got a group of moms, you know, who microdose and they want to get together and they want to meet, you know, on a weekly, monthly basis and get together, share their experiences, share their stories, but also learn how to incorporate microdosing into their every life, but within a group that is, you know, where they're surrounded by similar individuals with similar experiences. That's what we want to do. Perhaps a men's group, you know, men over 40, you know, perhaps a group of retired professional sports athletes, or, you know, so on and so forth. We're just trying to bring like-minded individuals together so that they can share their experiences, share their stories, and of course, all of it moderated by trained practitioners and therapists here, again, with the intent of creating safe and responsible environments for people to start exploring psychedelics.
Oh, I love it. And how do the folks at home kind of, you know, get involved with the Bonfire platform?
Yeah, so they can get on, they can sign up through psychedelicspotlight.com. We've got a Bonfire tab on the page that they can go to, and they can put in their information. They can get signed up there. We've closed off this initial Psychedelics for Beginners course just because we're at max capacity with it. But I do encourage anyone, there's going to be more of these Psychedelics for Beginners courses that are going to happen here in June. So anyone that wants to get signed up for them should certainly go out and do so now, because like I said, this got filled to capacity a lot faster than we thought. So, and especially as we start to get the word out here over the next several weeks, we expect more and more people to sign up.
So it's closed off, it's long awaited, it's at capacity right now. You know, what does that mean short-term and long-term revenue model-wise for your company and your shareholders?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Kevin. This is very important because a lot of what we've been doing here over the last 3 years, you know, with Psychedelic Spotlight is laying the foundation for helping Psy Corporation become a multimedia company here that really has an opportunity to drive and deliver value back to our shareholders. And a lot of that starts with being able to generate revenue, having a successful revenue model. And for us, wanting to diversify that revenue model has been very important to us. And so Bonfire provides us with an opportunity to create a revenue model that is consumer facing. And that's where we see a lot of potential here. So, you know, we look at other, you know, consumer facing platforms that are somewhat similar to Bonfire, just to give folks out there, you know, maybe an understanding of, you know, where we're going with this. BetterHelp. It's a mental health, driven platform out there where individuals can connect one-on-one with licensed and trained mental health therapists. BetterHelp has really taken off here over the last couple of years. They've had a ton of success. They are generating several million dollars a year in revenue, and that's, again, public information that's out there. And it's through subscriptions. It's through the cost that you pay for one-on-one sessions. And we're taking some of that, and we're incorporating it into Bonfire. They are community-based platforms where people come together and pay a monthly subscription. You'll have access to the weekly and monthly meetings that are moderated by practitioners and therapists. You'll be able to interact with other people within your groups. But we're also going to open it up and give people opportunities to book one-on-one sessions with these practitioners and with these therapists. So in case you're in the group and maybe there's something that you want to talk about that you don't feel comfortable talking about in that group setting, or maybe it's something that, you know, you want to spend a little bit more time exploring, but you want to explore it with someone who, of course, has knowledge and experience and is educated in that particular topic or subject,
sure,
you'll be able to book that one-on-one session with that practitioner. And we think that's another fantastic value point here for Bonfire as we go forward and really build it into that platform where people can come and people, again, you know, whether you want to explore and learn in a group setting, or if that's not for you, you want to do it one-on-one, you're going to have that opportunity. But again, seeing the multiple points here for how we're going to work in revenue models here to Bonfire, I think that's what's important. And, you know, we've run some very preliminary revenue projections here for Bonfire, and it's exciting. The potential of it is exciting. Now, there's still a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of data to collect here and learn from over the next few months. But we are very, very bullish and very excited in terms of the long-term potential that we believe Bonfire is going to play for Psych Corporation and for psychedelic spotlight, especially. And that's the other thing I want to highlight, Kevin, is there are other platforms out there in the psychedelics community right now that are somewhat similar to Bonfire. What we believe that they don't have is they're not supported by a media platform that has the brand recognition and identity and authority that we have with Psychedelic Spotlight. So being able to attach Psychedelic Spotlight to Bonfire is such a unique opportunity that we have that a lot of other competitors in this space don't have. And we absolutely intend on making that the biggest advantage that we can possibly have here for ourselves, knowing that we've already got millions of people cycling through Psychedelic Spotlight on a monthly basis. Now we can turn them over to Bonfire and introduce them to this entirely new community platform. Such a unique advantage for us, Kevin, and it's a big reason why I personally believe in the success that we are going to achieve here with Bonfire over the next few months, and why I think it's going to play a very significant role in Psych Corporation's long-term revenue monetization strategies here.
Yeah, you know, and that's an interesting thing, David. I know you don't have a crystal ball, and I know you can only say so much, but do you have any preliminary expectations in terms of monetization and, you know, what Bonfire is going to do for your company and shareholders?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, you know, no crystal ball here or anything like that, and I don't want to be too specific with, you know, with any predictions or anything like that. But what I will say is, listen, we're not in this, you know, just for small potatoes. You know, we're in this to really, you know, push the limits, push the boundaries, and have this be something that really is truly worth it here for the company. So yes, we're talking something in the millions, you know, in terms of what our expectations are here from a revenue standpoint. Now, again, will we get there? Will that happen? There's no guarantees, but that is what we are eyeing here. That is what we are focused on. And what I'd like to go back to, and what I like to tell people is, you know, 3 years ago when we launched Psychedelic Spotlight, I came out here and I told a lot of people our ambition really was to develop Psychedelic Spotlight into the largest and most prominent media platform for the psychedelic space. A lot of people rolled their eyes and said, good luck. You know, there's no way that that's going to happen. Well, here we are 3 years later. It's a top three media platform. We're still not quite where we want to be just yet, but we're a hell of a lot closer, and we've got a very realistic and reasonable path to achieving that objective of becoming the number one media authority. And so if nothing else, what I hope people take away from that, Kevin, is that when I come out here and I share expectations and I share what the potential of certain things might be, I'm not pulling things from out of the sky or out of my, you know, you know, these are coming from, you know, these are coming from a place of really taking the time to study, analyze, and really being as realistic as I possibly can here. I'm not looking to take anybody on a wild goose hunt or wild ride here. This has been a huge time commitment for myself and for my team here over the last few years. So we take what we do here very seriously. So when I share these projections, and I share that enthusiasm in terms of the potential that I believe exists here, it's coming from a place rooted in something that is tangible, something that is actually something we can go out and achieve. Now, again, I'm not going to sit here and guarantee anything, but the one thing I will guarantee is we are going to go out, we are going to do everything in our power to ensure that Bonfire, ensure that Psychedelic Spotlight and Psych Corporation as a whole achieves its fullest potential, because there's such an exciting amount of potential out there. I mean, I can't even express it. You know, we're still in the psychedelic space so very early on here, but we're here at the table. We've got an opportunity to come out and corner this market from a media standpoint, and it's such a unique opportunity. I've been around long enough, Kevin said, to recognize when really exciting opportunities are there, and this is one. And so the only thing I can guarantee to our shareholders out there is that, you know, we are going to do everything in our power to see this thing reach its full potential.
Well said, David. No, I completely appreciate the sincerity in what you're saying. And, you know, though I'm not a psychedelic aficionado myself, I'm definitely much more interested after hearing about Bonfire. I also want to remind folks about the Psych Taboo video series that we covered in the last podcast. I'll tell you what, you know, we're a little low on time. Give my listeners a final word, and let's have you back in the next 30 days to go over everything that we just talked about and more.
Yeah, really the final word is just the diversification that we're building, you know, from a monetization standpoint. We've got the foundation to build off of now that we didn't have a year ago. We didn't even have 2 years ago. But we're taking what we've built and what we've established here through Psychedelic Spotlight, the presence that it has within the psychedelic sector right now as a leading media authority, and we're building off of that. And that's where everything from here on out is going to come from. Psychedelic Spotlight is at the core of what we do. Bonfire is a fantastic opportunity for us, again, to tap into that consumer side of the market that we believe is going to be rich with opportunity here. But everything circles back to Psychedelic Spotlight as that giant magnet that's drawing people and that's bringing people into us and that's creating that level of authority for us. So what we have here today is exciting, and it's something that, again, we just didn't have 2 or 3 years ago. So we've come a long way. There's still a long way to go. But hey, if you're coming on the ride now, this is you're lucky. You're lucky to be jumping on board right now, because things are really about to really get going here, and it's an exciting time for us here at Psy Corporation.
Folks, you've been listening to David Flores. He's the CEO of Psy Corporation. They do trade on the OTC exchange under the ticker symbol PSYC. Check them out. They're at psychedelicspotlight.com. David, let's talk soon.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.